Let's bring into the conversation the South African, in fact, the Eastern Cape Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs spokesperson, Mamkeli Ngam. Of course, we know the SANDF has been sent out to rescue residents of Port St. John's. Thank you so much for your time on the program, Mamkeli. How dire is the situation on the ground looking, especially in areas like Green Farm?
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for the opportunity. The situation in Port St. John's is being attended to by the province, working hand in glove with the district and local municipality to ensure that all the people who need attention are taken care of, to ensure that they are safe and sound. We can reveal that more than 323 people have been evacuated in the low-lying areas, and they have been housed in the local down hall. And that far, our efforts towards dispensing the much needed relief are beginning to bear some fruit. We can begin to say that the sector department, SASA, has joined the relief efforts to ensure that they provide the necessary attention or support, as well as the business sector, Pick and Save, Boxer. They have also assisted us with some hot meals to ensure that those who are being housed in the town hall are receiving the necessary food and attention. We can also say that the local NGO, Al-Imidad, has also provided some mattresses and some blankets to ensure that the needy are catered for.
All right. How's the SANDF contributing to rescue operations there, Mamkeli?
For instance, there is a meeting I am coming out from of the Provincial Joint Operations Center, wherein the SANDF has been identified as one of the key and critical stakeholders to assist us in providing those makeshift bridges. Remember, in some areas of Mbizana, for instance, one bridge in Ward 29 has been completely damaged by water, thereby disrupting some way of communication between the two villages in the area. So the SANDF, we are approaching them to ensure that they provide the necessary attention in terms of makeshift bridges and any other relevant assistance, because under the circumstances, you must recall, school-going kids are affected, communities which are neighboring each other or one another are also negatively affected.
Yes.
So any support in the form of makeshift bridges from the SANDF will come in handy to ensure that we ease the kind of difficulties our communities are faced with.
I see that a lot of people have been displaced in your Port St. John's area. What alternative shelters being offered to them, Mamkeli?
As I was saying, the alternative shelter that we have identified primarily is the town hall. We are also trying to ensure that those communities who have got relatives, friends, and the other people that they can get shelter to from, we are encouraging them to enlist that kind of support as a matter of urgency. Because you must recall that it's quite a big number of people, but we are trying to ensure that other buildings from government buildings are being made utilized to ensure that anybody and everybody who is in need of shelter is being catered for. However, we also do encourage communities who are affected by the disaster to try and approach their relatives and friends to ensure that they get the necessary attention and shelter needed.
I mean, this is a difficult situation because, of course, it's an unforeseen disaster, but I imagine it's also quite an expensive operation for your department to undertake. Exactly where do you get the funds from to ensure that you're able to carry out these operations?
Come again, where
do you get the funding from, or do you have to wait for this area to be declared a disaster zone in order to access additional funds to carry out this expensive operation?
Indeed, the operation is expensive, hence we depend on the support from sector departments and other NGOs. For instance, we did receive some confirmation from the International Red Cross to ensure that they are going to be providing us with some blankets and some old clothes that they have got in their possession. The provincial drop meeting has also taken a decision to say that we need to spread our wings to try and reach out to NGOs, to business sector, to request them to provide the necessary attention. Because remember, some of the people who are affected by the disaster are kids, are babies, who require some food and some form of clothing. Hence, we are going to be spreading our wings far and wide to ensure that we provide the necessary support and we receive the necessary support from NGOs and other people who can be of assistance to us. We have also agreed to say that we are foreseeing a situation where through the disaster that is affecting the area of Port St. John's, there could be a situation where there are contagious diseases that will be spreading in the areas where our communities are staying. We have agreed that we'll be approaching the Department of Health to ensure that they plug in the necessary support. We are also talking to the Department of Water and Sanitation to do water quality management on a daily basis so that the crisis does not escalate to unmanageable levels.
Thank you so much for speaking to us, Mamkeli Ngam, Eastern Cape Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs spokesperson.